So we're going to read from the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is Madhya Lila chapter 8, beginning from text 242, chapter called Talks Between the Lord and Ramananda Roy. And in the evening, Ramananda Roy returned to see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Thus they met time and time again, both sitting in a secluded place and jubilantly discussing the pastimes of Krishna by the question and answer process. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked the questions and Sri Ramananda Roy gave the answers. In this way they were engaged in discussion throughout the night. This is noteworthy that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took the position of the disciple who was posing questions before Srila Ramananda Roy. This shows that the Lord likes to glorify his devotee, and he accepts a subordinate role to his devotee. Actually, Srila Ramananda Roy is one of the most exalted associates and most intimate associates of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because it was actually to him that the Lord revealed his form as Radha and Krishna. He's a very special devotee amongst the associates of the Lord. There are many examples of the Lord glorifying his devotees by showing them respect. For example, with Sanatana Goswami, when Sanatana Goswami came to Jagannath Puri, he contacted a skin disease on the way in the forest of Jarikanda. He came to the association of the Lord. The Lord immediately came forward and embraced him. Sanatana Goswami tried to back away, but Lord Chaitanya forcibly caught hold of him. So every time he would come to see the Lord would embrace him in this way. And Sanatana Goswami was feeling very bad that I came here to Jagannath Puri for purification, but actually I'm simply committing offenses to the Lord. So then he resolved to commit suicide by falling down underneath the Rathayatra cart. However, Lord Chaitanya understood his mind and told him that this body is not your property, actually it's my property and it's to be used in my service. You should go to Vrindavan and excavate the holy places of pilgrimage. You should write books about the process of devotional service. In this way, I'm depending upon you to execute service which I can't execute because I have to stay here in Jagannath Puri by the order of my mother. In this way, Lord Chaitanya forbade him from committing suicide. So Sanatana Goswami went on staying at Puri, coming to see the Lord, and again the Lord was embracing him, and Sanatana Goswami was feeling bad, so he consulted Jagannanda Pandit. So Jagannanda Pandit told him, actually, the Lord has already given you instructions to go to Vrindavan. So after the Rathayatra festival, why don't you go? So then Sanatana Goswami said, this is a good idea. And he told Lord Chaitanya about this. But Lord Chaitanya actually became very angry. And he said that you are on the level of the spiritual master of Jagannanda Pandit. He has no business to instruct you in this way. He's just a new boy. So then Sanatana replied that you are making Jagannanda Pandit drink the nectar of chastisement, but you are making me drink the poison of praise. So then Lord Chaitanya said to him, actually, I am praising you because you are a very exalted devotee. And I'm also touching your body and embracing you just for my purification. So in this way, Lord Chaitanya glorified Sanatana Goswami because he genuinely considered him to be a highly exalted devotee of the Lord. And of course, we must also remember that in this incarnation, the Lord is in the mood of a devotee. So the mood of a devotee is always to offer respects to other devotees. Vanshakalpa Trubyascha Sripasindubyavacha Patitanam Pavanibhya Vaishnadevya. A devotee always sees himself as a humble servant, as Lord Chaitanya said, Dasana Dasana, a humble servant of the servant of the servant of the servants of Lord Krishna. So this is a proper mood for a devotee to have, that he's a very humble person, feels himself to be in a low position. So even the Lord, of course, he was the leader of the devotees, but still he would often like to occupy the humble position. And in this way he pointed out who are the most exalted among his associates, so that other devotees would recognize them as the leaders of the Vaishnavas and listen to their instruction, take their instruction seriously and follow their example. So therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving prominence to Ramananda Roy by posing these questions before him. On one occasion, the Lord inquired, of all types of education, which is the most important? Ramananda Roy replied, there is no education that is important other than the transcendental devotional service of Krishna. Purport, text 245 to 257 are all questions and answers between Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Roy. In these exchanges, there is an attempt to show the difference between material and spiritual existence. Education in Krishna consciousness is always transcendental and is the best of all forms of education. Material education aims at increasing the activities of material sense gratification. Beyond material sense gratification is another negative form of knowledge called Brahma Vidya, or transcendental knowledge. However, beyond that Brahma Vidya, or knowledge of the impersonal Brahman, is knowledge of devotional service to the Supreme Lord Vishnu. This knowledge is higher, and higher still is devotional service to Lord Krishna, which is the topmost form of education. According to the Srimad Bhagavatam 4.29.49, Tat karma haritosham yat savidyatan materyaya. Work meant for pleasing the Supreme Lord is best, and education that enhances one's Krishna consciousness is the best. According to the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 5, Texts 23 and 24, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu, Smaranam Pada Sevanam, Archanam Vandanam Dasyam, Sakyam Atmani Vedanam, Iti Pum Sharpita Vishnu, Bhaktis Chen Navalakshana, Kriyeta Bhagavatyada, Tanmanye Ditam Uttamam. This is a statement given by Prahlad Maharaj in answer to a question raised by his father. Prahlad Maharaj said, to hear or chant about Lord Vishnu, to remember him, to serve his lotus feet, to worship him, to offer prayers to him, to become his servant and his friend, to sacrifice everything for his service, all these are varieties of devotional service. One who is engaged in such activities is understood to be educated to the topmost perfection. In the modern world, there's a lot of stress on education. All types of mundane knowledge are taught in the schools and universities. But Prabhupada, he was not very impressed. He called the modern educational institutions slaughterhouses. And he also criticized that there's no department for understanding the science of the soul. Of course, one may argue that even devotees, in order to live in this world, they may have to work in some capacity, especially if they're householders, in order to maintain their families. Therefore, they require some form of education. And Prabhupada also, he established Gurukula, and he also wanted that there should be Varnashram College, so that young people could be trained in different Varnas. According to their particular natures, they would be trained as Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra. So some kind of education has to be there, no doubt, but the main point is that there should also be spiritual education. And this is the main focus of our ISKCON society. Prabhupada said that he wanted to create a society of Brahmanas. Brahmanas are the spiritual leaders of society. Brahmanas are supposed to study the Shastra, they're supposed to understand the science of devotional service, and they're supposed to teach all the other members of society how to use their particular propensities in a way which will be considered valid devotional service to Krishna. Suppose a person's a Kshatriya by nature, or he's a Vaishya by nature. So his tendency is to become overly absorbed in his particular kind of work, because Kshatriya by nature is affected by the mode of passion. He's always, you know, organizing this and organizing that and giving orders here and giving orders there. So it's a very kind of, you know, passionate activity. The Vaishya, he's always thinking about how to make money, and he's got so many schemes in his head. And whatever he sees, he thinks how to make a profit from it. He meets other people, he thinks how to exploit them, how to use them to get money. So he's also in passion, also a mixture of ignorance. And Sudra, you know, by nature, he just, you know, wants to work hard to get some money and then, you know, enjoy his senses as best he can. So like that, these members of society have the tendency to gravitate downwards into the lower modes of nature. So the Brahmin, his duty is to keep reminding them of their spiritual position and show them how to use their particular talents and energies in the service of Krishna. Suppose someone's a Vaishya, right? So the devotees, they're going around, you know, to say in Calcutta, they're going around to the businessmen and they're preaching to them that, you know, you're making so much money, so you have no time for actually preaching. You're so busy with your business. And we are busy preaching and we have no time to do business. So, you know, you should give us money to spread Krishna consciousness. You should donate for Ratiyatra Festival, or you should donate for construction of a temple, or you should donate for printing Srila Prabhupada's books, or donate for the Mayapur project, like that. So this is the duty of a brahmana. And not only just to go and tell them give money, not only that, because, I mean, that also is like a kind of short-term kind of policy. Sometimes people, you know, complain that these Hare Krishnas, all they do is come and ask us for money. So there should also be programs. We have some programs in their homes or some handle programs. So invite them to the temple and there's feasts and like that to inspire them in Krishna consciousness, to inspire them to chant Hare Krishna, to read Prabhupada's books, and to associate with the devotees. So this is the function of the Brahmanas and Vaishnavas. And Prabhupada wanted that the devotees become very learned in these books, that they know slokas, and they be able to inspire people and convince people about the process of devotional service. So this is real education. And therefore Prabhupada also established Bhaktivedanta Institute, because he knew scientists are very powerful, they're very respected in the modern world, but generally they're atheists, and they don't give people any kind of spiritual understanding. Rather, they're confusing them, and they're making them believe that, you know, everything emanates from matter, their scientific theory. So Prabhupada was always challenging this, you know, this theory that life comes from matter, this Darwinism. And he was establishing that life comes from life. In other words, we are spirit soul, and the soul is coming from the supreme soul, Krishna. He is the source of all energies, material and spiritual energy. So in this way, he established the Bhaktivedanta Institute in order to attack the scientific theories and to establish spiritual principles even in the realm of science. So in this way, education is very important in spiritual life, but the proper education, or the crown jewel of all education, is Krishna consciousness. Rajavidya, Rajaguyam, Pavitram idam uttamam, Pradak savagramam dharmyam, Susukum kartam avyayam. That this knowledge is the king of education, and it's the most secret of all secrets. It's the purest knowledge, and because it gives direct perception of the self by realization, it is the perfection of religion. It is everlasting, and it is joyfully performed. So this knowledge illuminates the heart of the living entity and firmly establishes his transcendental relationship with Krishna. And because of that, the living entity, he becomes joyful. He becomes full of bliss. Krishna is Sat Chit Ananda Vigraha. He's eternal. He's full of knowledge. He's full of bliss. And he's also got his transcendental form. He's not impersonal. So the devotee, by associating with Krishna, he also becomes Sat Chit Ananda Vigraha. He realizes his eternal position. He becomes full of transcendental knowledge. He becomes full of bliss. And he realizes also his spiritual position in relation. If there is no knowledge of the soul and knowledge of one's relationship with God, then that activity or that knowledge is a waste of time. There are many verses in the scripture which demonstrate this. Dharma svanusita pumsa visvaksena katasu yet nupadiyat yadivatim shrava evihi kevalam. That activity which doesn't help us to understand our relationship with Krishna and to engage in the service of Krishna is a waste of time, useless waste of time. Spoken by Narad Muni, Chattvasva Dharmam, Charanam Bhujam Harer, Bhajana Pakvota Patet Puto Yadi, Yatra Kavabhadra, Abudhamusha King, Ko Vata Apto Bhajatas Vadharmata. He says that one who has given up his material occupational duties to engage in devotional service may sometimes fall down while he's in an immature stage, but there is no danger of his being unsuccessful, at least provided he's going on with the process. On the other hand, one who performs all his material occupational duties perfectly, but who does not engage in the devotional service of the Lord, he doesn't gain anything. So in other words, one may be a very expert materialist, he may be highly educated, but all his activities come to naught because there's no establishment of his relationship with Krishna. He's just rotating in the cycle of birth and death. He's not pleasing the Lord, and therefore he's not deriving real satisfaction. He's not actually realizing the proper goal of human life. So therefore, Prabhupada, he was very scathing about all this kind of material education and material activity. The main activity is to perform devotional service as per these guidelines given by Prahlad Maharaj: hearing, chanting, remembering, serving lotus feet, worshipping the Lord, etc. Actually, I was just saying something that Prabhupada said the other day, and Prabhupada was saying that these political parties, they have their literacy programs, but what is the use of these literacy programs? They're teaching people to read, and then they're giving them all kinds of mundane information, impersonal information. Better they don't even learn to read at all. Better they just hear, you know, about Krishna from realized devotees. This will be a much better use of their time. So Prabhupada wasn't at all impressed by mundane education. For every day, we're having some educational program in our temple. There's class in Srimad Bhagavatam, class in Bhagavad Gita, class in Nectar of Devotion, Chaitanya Charitamrita. If we just read these four books, Prabhupada said, we can get sufficient information how to go back home, back to God, and how to attain the perfectional stage of life. Verse, text 246. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then asked Ramananda Roy, out of all glorious activities, which is the most glorious? Ramananda Roy replied, That person who is reputed to be a devotee of Lord Krishna's enjoys the utmost fame and glory. Therefore, the greatest reputation a living being can have is to be a devotee of Krishna's and to act in Krishna consciousness. In the material world, everyone is trying to be famous by accumulating a large bank balance or material opulence. There is a steady competition among karmis attempting to advance in a wealthy society, the whole world is turning in accordance with that competitive mood. However, this kind of name and fame is temporary, for it lasts only as long as the temporary material body exists. One may become famous as a Brahma Jnani, an impersonalist scholar, or one may become a materially opulent person. In either case, such reputations are inferior to the reputation of Krishna's devotee. In the Garuda Purana it is said, Kalo Bhagavatam Nama Durlabham Naiva Labhyate Brahmarudra Padukrishnam Guruna Katitam Nama. In this age of Kali, the fame of one who is known as a great devotee is very rare. However, such a position is superior to that of the great demigods like Brahma and Mahadev. This is the opinion of all spiritual masters. In the Itihas Samucha, Narada tells Pundarik, after many, many births, when a person realizes that he is the eternal servant of Vasudeva, he can deliver all the worlds. In the Adi Purana, in a conversation between Krishna and Arjuna, it is said, the most exalted position of liberation, even by Vedic knowledge, everyone follows in the footsteps of the devotee. Similarly, in the Brihannardiya Purana, it's further stated, until now, even the great demigods like Brahma and Lord Shiva did not know the influence of a devotee. Similarly, in the Garuda Purana, it is said that out of thousands of brahmanas, one is qualified to perform sacrifices. And out of many thousands of such qualified brahmanas expert in sacrificial offerings, one learned brahmana may have passed beyond all Vedic knowledge. He is considered the best among all these brahmanas. And yet out of thousands of such brahmanas who have surpassed Vedic knowledge, one person may be a Vishnu Bhakta, and he is most famous. Out of many thousands of such Vaishnavas, one who is completely fixed in the service of Lord Krishna is most famous. Indeed, a person who is completely devoted to the service of the Lord certainly returns home back to Godhead. There's also a statement in the Srimad Bhagavatam stating, after much hard labor, a person highly learned in Vedic literature is certainly very famous. However, one who is always hearing and chanting the glories of the lotus feet of Mukunda within his heart is certainly superior. In the Narayan Vyuhastava it is said, I do not aspire to take birth as a Brahma if that Brahma is not a devotee of the Lord. I shall be satisfied simply to take birth as an insect if I'm given a chance to remain in the house of a devotee. And there are many similar verses in the Srimad Bhagavatam. It was Lord Shiva who said, I do not know the truth about Krishna, but a devotee of Lord Krishna knows all the truth. Out of all the devotees of Lord Krishna, Prahlad is the greatest. Above Prahlad, the Pandavas are supposedly more advanced. Above the Pandavas are the members of the Yadu dynasty, who are even more advanced. In the Yadu dynasty, Uddhava is the most advanced. And above Uddhava are the damsels of Brajadam, the gopis themselves. In the Brihad Vamana Purana, Bhrigu is told by Lord Brahma, I underwent meditation and austerities for 60,000 years just to understand the dust of the lotus feet of the gopis. Still I could not understand them. To say nothing of me, even Lord Shiva, Lord Sesha, and the goddess of fortune Lakshmi could not understand them. In the Adi Purana, the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself says, Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, the goddess of fortunes, and even my own self are not as dear to me as the gopis. Of all the gopis, Srimati Radharani is the topmost. Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami are the most exalted servitors of Srimati Radharani and Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Those who adhere to their service are known as Rupanuga devotees. Chaitanya Chandamrita gives the following statement about Srila Rupa Goswami. The qualities of one engaged in the service of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, such as reputation, austerities, penances, and knowledge, are not to be compared to the good qualities of others. Such is the perfection of a devotee always engaged in the service of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Many verses here then stressing the importance of the association of the devotees, stressing the fact that the devotees are the most exalted personalities. There is no comparison in the world to the devotees of the Lord, because the devotees are the only persons who are properly situated on the spiritual platform. There are many other kinds of so-called religionists and holy men, Mayavadis, Buddhists, etc., who may claim to be following some kind of spiritual process, but actually they're not at all properly situated on the spiritual platform, because they're not engaged positively in the devotional service of the Lord. Rather, they're simply trying to somehow escape from the torture of material existence. But there's no escape other than through the process of the devotional service of the Lord. And the devotees of the Lord are the only one who can open the doorway of the spiritual world, open the world, open the realm of devotional service so that others can enter in. So the devotees are like touchstones. They're very, very magnanimous personalities. We were reading the other day the verse of Kapiladev, Tatikshava Krunika Suridam Savadehinam Ajata Satravasanta Sadava Sadabhushana. The devotees are decorated with transcendental ornaments. Bhushana, Bhushana means ornaments. So the ornaments of the sadhu or devotee are that he is tolerant and he is very merciful. He's always giving Krishna to others. He's the friend of all living entities. He always thinks of the welfare of others. He has no enemies. He's very peaceful. He always abides by the scriptures, and all his characteristics are sublime. So the devotee becomes like that because of his devotion to Krishna. There are 26 qualities of a devotee enumerated in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And of these, one quality is principal and 25 qualities are secondary. So the principal quality of the devotee is that he's surrendered to Krishna. Because of his surrender to Krishna, all the other qualities become manifest. One connects with Krishna through a devotee of Krishna. In this way, we follow the system of parampara, and the system of parampara is like a very good conductor, just like, say, metal is a very good conductor of electricity. Rubber is not a good conductor of electricity. So similarly, some speculative process, some Mayavadi process, some voidist process, it's not a good conductor of spiritual knowledge. It's not going to give you a real connection with the spiritual realm and the Supreme Lord. But the Guru Parampara, especially the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Vaishnava Guru Parampara, is the best conductor of spiritual knowledge. It links us directly with Krishna in so many ways. It's like Sadhu Sangha Nama Kirtan Bhagavat Shravan Maturavas Shrimurtira Shradaya Sevan. By the association of devotees, by the chanting of the name, by hearing the Shastra, by serving the deity, by living in holy places like Mayapur Vrindavan or any temple of the Lord, one is associating with Krishna. So that association of Krishna is all-powerful and purifying. So that's why it's so important to have the association of devotees. And especially a gathering like this festival here, in this holy place, this is the most merciful of all holy places, Sridham Mayapur, because all offenses are forgiven if one simply comes here and chants the holy name of Lord Chaitanya and the holy name of Krishna. And if one joins together with the devotees and wanders around Sridham Mayapur, Sri Navadvip Dam, just like you've been performing the Navadvip Mandal Parikrama, it is such a powerful experience to have the association of so many Vaishnava devotees who are all serving the Sankirtan movement of Lord Chaitanya, who are always chanting the holy names of Krishna, who are enthusiastic to hear the glories of Krishna. We see how much bliss and joy the devotees get from sitting down and hearing all about the different places of pilgrimage and the different pastimes of the Lord, how much they love to dance and chant, how much they like to associate together and take prasadam together, and to avoid all kinds of mundane talk and mundane sense gratification. Because mundane sense gratification, this is like poison for the devotee. And the devotee knows it doesn't give any pleasure. It's just like chewing some dry, chewed out sugar cane. You can get sugar cane out in the fields. If you pick it fresh and chew it, it's very tasty. There's a lot of juice. But after it's all been chewed out, and if you try to chew it again, it's dry as a bone. There's no pleasure whatsoever. So the devotees always want to relish this juice of each other's association and hearing and chanting about Krishna together. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that the thoughts of my pure devotees dwell in me, their lives are surrendered to me, and they derive great satisfaction and bliss from enlightening one another and conversing about me. So we should always choose that association which is conducive for spiritual progress, and avoid that association which brings one's consciousness down onto the mundane level. In this way, one can realize the true value of the association of Krishna's devotees. If even the Lord himself, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, hankered to have the association of the devotees, then what to speak of us? I mean, how much do we need always to have that association? And if we keep that association and follow the principles which Srila Prabhupada has given us and the program which Srila Prabhupada has given us, then we can always be firmly situated on the spiritual platform. And we can keep Maya at bay. We can avoid the influence of Maya. We won't fall into illusion, and we won't waste the human form of life, and we'll be able to enter deeper and deeper and deeper into the transcendental mellows of devotional service. Every time we come to the holy dam and we associate with the devotee, we can enter deeper and deeper into Krishna consciousness and appreciate more and more and more the activities of the devotees. We should always appreciate the service which is being rendered by the devotees. Here there's so many devotees, there are thousands of devotees here, and they're all doing so many nice kinds of service to Krishna. So we shouldn't have any ill feeling to any devotee, any enviousness towards any devotee, because that will simply, you know, disturb our mind, and it will pull our consciousness down to the material platform. So we should kick out all kinds of ill feeling, jealousy, enviousness, and we should appreciate the wonderful service of the devotees, the wonderful qualities of the devotees, and we should take inspiration from them to do our own service even better, and to improve and improve more in all aspects of our spiritual life. So, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.